Marvin, it was next level. I know. Marvin was next level.
Okay, I started recording.
Okay,
Okay. And I just want to give a shout out here to our
You.
wonderful liaison, our co-chair at the Fall Fest.
Oh.
Mickey,
Thank
yay!
you.
And you have the dog
Oh.
sniffer and police showed up.
Move.
The police showed up,
Yeah.
and the
Yeah, they
party.
also left very quickly
Yes.
too.
We had
Is that where the owl was?
Steve Epinar was
Or
there.
who that was.
Yep, and here's
Yeah.
our owl.
Yeah.
Who could that be?
There's the owl.
Who might that owl be?
There's the
Good
owl.
job. Sorry, just had to get
I was
on
gonna
this
bet
little chatter.
Tyler.
Okay, then we'll call this meeting to order. Jonathan here, so I'll open. We always start with introductions. I'll start with going around this way, and we'll end with our guests. I'm Vicki Handy. I'm one of the co-chairs of Parks and Rec Board, and I'm in the Willamette community.
I'm Diane Lowry, and I'm Parks and Recreation Board member, and I'm in the Cascade Summit.
Sarah, staff.
Chris Owens, I'm a board member and I'm from Robinwood.
I'm Stacy Epstein, and I live in the Robinwood district, but it should really be Hidden Spring. And I'm going to work on getting that changed. Chef feet and buff.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Todd Olson, board member out of the Barrington Heights neighborhood.
Powell City mascot. Kevin Bonington, City Council and Sunset Riot Guy, born and raised.
Great.
Tiffany Carlson, staff. And Nicole Booten, staff.
Nicole, welcome. The agenda was sent out. Unfortunately, our wonderful Parks Director is representing the State of Oregon Parks and Rec Conference of some kind. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oprah? Oh,
Sure. Yeah, that's what's happening.
It's so clear.
Toronto. It's for Toronto. Okay, never mind.
She's from Canada. Let's
Yeah.
think that of her.
She's absent tonight. But we put together the agenda at the end of our last meeting. Are there any changes?
Move to
Do we
approve.
have Ms. Approved? Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Great. And then the summary note, did you have a chance to take a look at that? Were there any changes? Questions? Do we have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
And a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Awesome. Do we have any community comments that are shared?
We do not.
Awesome. Awesome. Then we get to listen to an update on Adult Community Center, and we have our friends and our brochure. So I'll turn the table over to Tiffany and Nicole.
Well, we are each half of an employee. The Adult Community Center has one FTE, and I'm half, and Tiffany's half, and we divide and conquer. So I don't know how you want to talk about things. You want to talk about what you do, and I can talk about what I do.
And how long you worked here?
Sure. Sure. I've been here for since 2013, so getting to be an oldie here. And let's see. I've been there through the expansion when we grew the center, so that was quite an experience. But I right now we kind of decided to, with Nicole coming on board in the past when we started job sharing, we tried to do everything together, which just makes the communication even more. Not that we like to communicate, but you know it just makes it even harder. So we decided to kind of divvy up some of the duties. So she takes the rentals and I take the registrations for classes and all the so that I'm doing the details for like the fitness classes that we have listed. And other than that, we share a lot of things. You're taking bus trips and she takes a lot of things right now. She moves very fast. But I don't know. And what would you?
Well, I think we just do it. We do do a lot of things together as well as dividing
Yeah.
and conquering.
Yeah.
But we
So we've got the regular classes that are through the park catalog, and then we have set things at the center that are free for people to come and do. Some things are drop-in, like we were talking about poker.
Right.
We have aerobics. We have, gosh, a lot of things that are, you know, free. Yeah. We have a writing group that's free. We have...
Yeah. We schedule the daily Monday through Friday activities and then also special events.
So recently we had a veterans coffee. That was one of the most recent things we did. Let's see, this weekend we've got a holiday bazaar. We do the bus trip. We do happy hours. We do, let's crank in those, so many different things.
Wear many hats and change subjects often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and as we're planning, we're running the center during the day. So it is a lot of stop and go right. during the day. And we are helped by volunteers there. So the front desk is currently volunteer. And the kitchen, we have a caterer and volunteers that work in the kitchen area for a meal once a week that we do. I think other things are coming up.
We have a senior health fair that's going to be coming up.
Oh, in the end of January, we're going to have a senior health fair that will invite all sorts of different resources from the community, from senior living to physical therapists to caregiving, things like that. And we've got the holiday bazaar this weekend. We have also done a May Day bazaar last year, and we'll do that again this year. Mother's Day, we kind of did it pre-Mother's Day, as we called it last year. We did a dog show this year.
That went over. I think that's gonna have to be an annual thing.
It was really fun. We did it outside and just invited our participants who wanted to bring their dogs, and got a concert of a local pet store, and they did great prizes, and we had a fabulous announcer, which was Tiffany's husband, who did a really good job, and got ribbons and made it just a lot of fun. Most of what we do is pretty low budget. Our best tip, I try to keep fairly low price. Because I think it after a certain price point, I definitely get feedback that our clientele is too much for.
I think there's kind of this thought that in West Lynn, everybody has a lot of money.
Yeah.
I don't find that at the center. Yeah, a lot of them are like, that's not actually the case for some. But I think the ones that come to our place in general, they're not big spenders. So. Yeah, we kind of try to price things at a place where it's affordable for everybody. And of course, again, we have a lot of our free things too, which I think they very much appreciate.
So how do the two of you manage the volunteers?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What do you do to bring volunteers in?
We haven't actually had to work that hard at getting them.
Yeah, they don't want to volunteer.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That speaks a lot about the culture you've created there, that people want that sense of belonging and be part of the winning team.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's a very warm place to
mm-hmm.
be.
It is.
And I've been at other senior centers, or I was a fitness trainer for years before and taught group fitness classes, which is actually what started me out at the center, because I used to teach classes there. And that place, like the building itself and the people in it, I loved so much that I would hang out. And I loved being there with everybody. And I've had other people that have told me that they love, and I'm not knocking like Oswego Senior Center, it's probably just wonderful, but people have been like, something about this place that has a warmth to it. So I'm not sure what that is, but we're happy about it. And it's a nice place.
Well, that culture is created by people.
Mm-hmm.
Not the location. So good job.
I do that with this building.
Yeah. Well, and if it goes down, you can always put on Alcott. I'm curious what you would identify as
you know, we mentioned as a real strength there, kind of the culture, the warmth, the welcome, the appreciation of Price Point to make sure that you are serving everyone. What do you see as some of the vulnerabilities or any concerns? Or, and are there other strengths that you'd like to identify?
Well, I'd say a recent strength within the last year or so has been our support groups. And we have a Parkinson support group that has really grown. And they just met again today. So that is, it's been an extremely neat support group because they've really become a close-knit, like, relief group. And then on Tuesdays, we have table tennis for Parkinson's. So it's just become a real, and my dad had Parkinson's. So that's kind of what inspired me to want to get that started there. It seemed like a big need in West Lynn because, unfortunately, there were so many people that I knew that their spouse had Parkinson's or they themselves did. And so I knew that my parents at the time were living in West Lynn and they wouldn't go to a support group for anything unless I did it. So I started it and they came, but it's become just a great group and it's pretty big. And then we have an Alzheimer's support group. And if that's on the day I'm not there, is that going well? Or is it?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, not always.
Okay. And we have a caregiver support group as well. Wow. And I feel that is a really big need in the community. So
it's been huge.
I'd love to have a grief support group. We've had a lot of people ask for those as well. And there's really, I haven't seen anything local.
I haven't either. That would be good.
Are you familiar with the Dougie Center though?
I am.
Yeah. So they may come out if you invited them to just speak.
Just give information. Yeah. Involved in groups where they
you know,
like that.
Educate and be aware.
Of
them.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's wonderful. I am so impressed.
Well, thank you.
I'm glad, right?
So, I am. with all the communications I get from the public all the time, one that has come through a lot, it's kind of surprising, is seniors asking for some sort of class or tutoring about tech. So it's surprising I'm getting messages. But it's really interesting. And I would love to be part of that, but I have a few things. I just have too many things to commit to that necessarily. Is that something you guys have tried to have before?
Yeah.
And how did it go and what was the challenge?
The library. Did some classes. Yeah. So Cheryl Hill and Rick, right? Okay.
It was Rick.
At the time, it was Rick and Cheryl. And then they came and did a series of classes and it was well attended. And Cheryl does such a great job. So that was really neat. And I don't know why we didn't end up doing it again, like in another few years. We haven't actually been asked. We haven't been. Sure. I don't have you.
No.
The response I get from our seniors is no. Like, no. So that must be what we're getting. But you're probably getting a different demographic of people who would really like it. So we're definitely open to holding them.
One thing that I used to work at the Stafford Senior Living, and they had Lake Ridge High School students just come and have an open time that they would just help people. So I don't know if that would be a possibility to work with the high school. To have just, although
if they can leave school.
Right.
Yeah,
that's always the... Yes, you're right. That probably wouldn't work.
There's that Youth Service League. That might be an option too.
All of the honor societies have to put in community time.
Right.
And pick a day when the school isn't in session.
Three or four
days every term.
I have a question. How often do these come out?
Every month.
Every 2 months.
So I probably will get a big smack up beside the head, but I've never seen one of these anywhere. Where would I?
They're online, or you can put your email in and subscribe to it, or you can get it at the community center.
So there's a digital edition.
Yeah.
So how do you reach out to the community, for example, to tell them this exists? Do you use social media?
You can subscribe on our website.
Right.
But beyond that.
Yes, that's what I'm asking.
We don't really have a social media.
Well, weren't we kind of?
On our website, you know, like,
yeah.
When it comes out, I try to put it on the front page.
Okay. I must have missed it.
And you have a link to this.
Well, if you go to the Adult Community Center page on the website, then on every single page, except for the rental page, there's a link for this.
Yeah, it might be interesting to post when it comes out on the Westland Community page. That's a pretty active social media account. Kevin and I know, don't we? So just to say, post a picture of it, say this is available. Here's where you can get it.
Mm-hmm.
At one post a month, you know.
Yeah.
It's not a lot. Kevin could do it. He's too busy. But, you know, just one post a month to let people know that. Because I've never.
Or I could include it with, I was going to start doing a monthly recap of council business.
Right.
And that's going to generally include kind of things going on.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. One of the things I think is a real strength is you make it easy to drop in to test the waters. You know, a lot of like fitness classes or whatever, you have to start and you stay until it ends, you know, for the term. And it's like, oh, you can't really step in. I think that you make it easy in, easy out for people who want to try good, healthy settings. And I think that's another unique aspect of what you do. It creates a non-threatening, welcoming threshold. Yeah. Shock that time and see if I like it.
Yeah.
That's huge.
And we have great instructors.
Mm-hmm.
One of them in particular, everybody just loves. And she happens to teach the majority of
them. Yes, they're every day.
We can't have anything happen to her. She's wonderful. So, yeah, she teaches Qigong
Ruffner.
And yoga.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
we've done some drop-in classes with her.
Yeah.
She's just
give me a call. I'll go with you.
Terrific woman. She's teaching Zumba now. So it's just been a lot.
And you used to have Nia, which I would go to.
Yeah.
I love Nia.
One of the things I remember when I was involved in a lot of the school stuff, right? It was many times. Oh well, I tossed out. How about if we try to schedule that at the Adult Community Center? And it was surprising how many times parents, we aren't allowed to use that. That's only for, you know, over 65. Mm-hmm. And it's like, really? Yeah, that's why they call it the Adult Community Center. I was like, no, I know that you can rent rooms there. Mm-hmm. Really? I've done it. Mm-hmm. It works. But that was such a common response. No, we're not allowed to access that because it's for the over 65, which both of those are so false.
Yeah.
Both of those statements are so false.
I've heard it too.
It's it's something that I think, you know, it's our part of our responsibility mm-hmm. to counter that misinformation
mm-hmm.
or assumption,
mm-hmm.
wrong assumption. Mm-hmm. And it's nothing that you guys do. You make it as welcoming as can be. But it's that it's the perception, and I don't know if it's the name, but.
Well, there used to be a senior center.
Yeah.
Yes, and
I remember that.
A lot of seniors didn't want to be the senior center.
Yes.
Senior.
I can't tell you how many people come in their upper 70s and 80s, and they're like, well, I am too young for this place.
Yeah.
So, I love it. I love it.
We did have the State of the City there this year, which surprised me. That was the first time I've ever been there.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
I looked at the building out my window for 10 years. Like,
wow.
That was the first time I've ever been.
I love it. It's my preferred place. Yeah.
I thought it was quite nice and quite welcoming. It was a great venue to host that event.
Eagle Court of Honor.
Yep. I've been there for quite a few.
You'd be surprised how many different types of events we actually have there. From everything from services, weddings, like tonight, there's a 2-year-old birthday party there. I mean, we just about everything. We had an art auction there last weekend. I mean, it's the list of a mile long, you know, who you meet with.
That's great.
That's definitely, I definitely have not heard that in terms of like people not knowing of anything. I'm like, it's booked. What? You know, yeah, that's what I typically get because I get a lot of calls.
Yeah, I haven't heard that either.
Well, they wouldn't be coming.
They wouldn't be talking to us.
You wouldn't have plenty of people coming that you don't, you know.
Yeah.
It's like me. I would have never thought like they wouldn't have because they don't.
Yeah.
But that's a possibility. So.
Yeah.
That tech prep thing you do every year is great too.
Yeah.
It books up in like 5 minutes, I've been told. Like, you're
wow. Too late.
Yeah. It
books up
really fast.
This is the ARP.
Oh, they host the tech prep thing. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one of the things that we've talked about with Megan is, you know, little state of the
Parks and Rec
of the city. And I would think that more specific data on the Adult Community Center would be really appropriate for a number of people. They really don't know what goes on there. I mean, I've lived here forever, and I think it's wonderful. But it's a huge part of the, you know, recreation and community events. To have it more integrated in some of the information sharing. I mean, you guys do such a good job and it's just done. Feels like my perception. You guys are on autopilot and you're just going and just keep it happening. But, you know, it's always good to get maybe some updates. Like some of the things you mentioned here, I didn't know you were doing support groups. Affinity-based support groups is... Mm-hmm. I thought I was pretty knowledgeable. I think that's wonderful.
I thought I was pretty knowledgeable about the city. I never knew about these. I don't really like.
I guess my question would be, where would you like to see those?
Well, I think you know, one of the Megan is I cannot speak for Megan, but it's been my observation that she's doing an awful lot of work just fixing things and getting some structure and processes in. But I think my understanding is that she really wants to get proactive at, you know, this is what's happening, kind of a periodic report. And that we include, you know, the highlights from the Adult Community Center. So minimally, you know, in her report, and, you know, you're doing great work and love to see you get that affirmation, validation, celebration because of it. But also, it is a complete picture. I mean, we hear what Tara's doing. She's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, having you here and listening to you, it gives a much bigger picture. I don't know. Do you think that...
Yes.
Am I the only one who sees that?
No, you're completely right. A lot of this city structure is based on either intuitive or institutional knowledge. And that's great, mostly. But we really would like more of that documented, I guess, or more official so that people who are new, like me, coming in here, make it easier to understand things. Like when you're plugged into these roles, I mean, you can be here forever and not know things, but if no one documents what's going on, you just have to either assume it or be told it.
And I'm also thinking that maybe contacting Holly Bartholomew at the Tiding.
Oh, I'm in contact with Holly all the time. Yep, she's doing something on the Holiday Bazaar.
Oh, good.
She's covered the dog thing.
Yeah, I saw the dog article.
Yeah.
So. When Parks and Rec posts, I think there's a lot of opportunities for social media to know more about the great stuff you're doing. I feel like
there's our all social media is through Parks and Rec. Don't have
No, that's what I'm thinking. That there's probably some real opportunities there.
Yeah, we're working with IT or communication.
Great.
To try to get
Adult community. Oh, perfect. Good. Because I feel like. Yeah, to have your own page so you could post. Come down tomorrow, we're going to do this.
I do feel if we had our own page, she was going to start that when she first came on board.
Love work.
Then with fresh eyes and she was like, oh, I'm like, yes, I've always wanted to do it. But then we kind of got the like, no, we can't.
Yeah.
I don't remember the reason.
But it is a lot of work.
It's because we have to document every single post, communication, all of that has to be documented with a fairly expensive and complex software. So to add accounts is a process and it's an expenditure. So I have to consider it.
So, and it's labor intensive.
I do feel like you would do a great job with it. I would hope I would too once you got it started. Getting it started, I'm not tech savvy, so getting it started would be disastrous for me. I know. But she already had, so I could use that.
Yeah.
There are like daily things that you can be posting and you could engage because like we have our ukulele group playing songs. We have our band jam that's thriving and growing. And we've got like John Denver music and Johnny Cash every Wednesday coming out pretty loud and the ukulele group that's singing. I mean they're doing well. Mm-hmm. So
I have two suggestions. Having you here, I think, is really wonderful. You are always welcome to Parks and Rec Advisory Board. However, I think it would make sense to at least have a semi-annual visit, once in the spring, once in the fall, where you keep the Parks Board up to date and allow a little bit of discussion. I know that with 0.5 FTE each.
Yeah.
You're already doing so much. I always hate to ask of any more time, but if it's not too burdensome to come, two scheduled meetings a year, I think it would be beneficial all the way around.
Could we go to them?
Yeah.
Legally,
yeah.
We could.
Oh yeah, we could
actually meet there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I was actually going to say, we have lunch on Wednesdays, so you should come.
Great.
Do a lunch.
You know what? Great.
Parks and Rec Advisory Board visit on a Wednesday lunch if you're available Wednesday. And you did that every Wednesday?
Yeah.
But we could plan the date that works for everybody the most, and then I could let Bridget know. She would be thrilled. She is has a lot of art and her catering. And she takes it very seriously. She was hoping to keep getting the mayor to come because he came one time and she kept like, why doesn't he come?
I can't even get him to text me back.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
We can't get him to text back. So don't feel. She should not feel.
Yeah.
I text him and
I'm just going to talk this out. Maybe you already have it. Just a class or a website, a page on the connection or something around resources and help for people our age dealing with aging parents and figuring out healthcare and figuring out Medicare and Medicaid and long-term care and being a health advocate. My husband and I lost all our parents many years ago, but all of my friends are dealing with this.
I've been dealing with
huge.
It. It's not fun.
We went through it with every single one of the parents, and how do you become a health advocate? How do you, what are the things you need to know? What do you look for if you're looking at assisted living? Having traversed that journey four times. There's some do's and don'ts, and I've talked to my friends, but I would love for them to do this, like, here's a web page that you can go to that has here's the skinny and what's available in West Lynn. I don't know if there's a resource that
have a whole resource room where we have materials there, which I know is I'm just thinking about maintaining it realistically with one employee.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of amazing what we actually do with one employee.
Kind of
that doesn't mean we couldn't, there are groups that do that.
Right.
The resource guy, the resource connection that pulls all of those resources together into one guide.
We have that. There's a page and there's a phone number. And I've never tried it out, but it's for all sorts of community resources. There's a great PDF and it needs to be updated, but I believe that phone number could be utilized in that way.
And we have the book there and a whole wall of different local senior living places, caregiving.
Oh, that's wonderful.
FIBA.
So you have a lot of that there.
We have a lot of that.
That's great.
Yeah.
Resources on downsizing too, or a class on downsizing. I know lots of people are. That's a big deal to downsize.
Yeah, we have lots of different presenters. We
a lot of people want to sell what they do. Like Move Makers is one that comes to mind because I have on our email list.
Yeah, the Move Makers.
Yeah, and we have no problem with people coming in and giving a presentation. Yeah. We do ask them not to be real salesy.
Like,
we make sure that people can walk away with really good information and not feel like they were just.
You know, we did have a presentation that we had a lot of feedback that people felt like they were
both
and not getting enough information.
I went to a presentation on that too, and that person actually gave away a free consult to everyone that was in the room, which was a nice way of them getting their point across.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, are there other key points that you wanted to share that we haven't had a chance to surface yet?
Okay. Well, just along your line of aging parents. So since I've been through this and now still kind of in with my mom, but was in the thick of it, I will just say that working for this department and then working at the Adult Community Center was one of the best places to work because they all understood. I have like a few younger friends in their 30s and they have no clue what's going on. Like not even close.
Yeah.
To work with the seniors because we have so many volunteers. They were like, I understand. I've been there. And then, of course, working with Tara, like, she's amazing.
Yeah.
And, of course, I have a wonderful coworker. And you also understand a lot about seniors. So it's just been, I'll just say it's been a very positive place.
It is. And it's amazing how many people have worked here so long.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like the newbie. And, you know, we went away for the Parks Conference. And people are like, I've been there 20 years. I've been there. And it's like, holy
Like Vicki said, that's because of the culture of the
park. Definitely.
So, yeah, I just want to know how long I have to work to get a matching coat.
Go to Costco.
She had the same coat.
I have it too.
Do you really? Oh my God.
Yeah, we should be like, wear your hand coat day.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you being here.
And
if there's any way that the Parks and Rec Board can support you and cheer you on, you can count on that.
Thank you.
I have a quick question though. If you had asked, where they are available, are they in like the library? They're here at City Hall, right?
These are, yes, they're here at City Hall, they're at the Adult Community Center, they're online, and they get emailed out to people who have signed up for the
We have a 400 and something subscribers to that, so it's not terrible.
And printing them cannot be in.
Digital is the way to go.
It'll be worth it to have the library, but maybe not.
And then many of our flyers, Kara puts in the that part of a lot of it goes to all the houses.
Unless your holidays are gone. And then the only thing I also want to say is maybe we can talk about going sometime in January when things fell down. People's schedule aren't that busy. January, February is one of the ones.
Absolutely.
What?
One of the lessons.
Oh, yeah. I made a note, PRAP visit to a Wednesday lunch at Adult Community Center. We're going to be putting together our year at a glance calendar and just literally getting it scheduled and
people have to work, but if we can make that happen, even some of us,
yeah,
that would definitely be an important thing. I love that. Do you have any month that's a little lighter than another month? Do you have seasonality?
Summer.
Summertime.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Great.
Well, I am totally impressed with your center. I just think it's a great model and the community. I'd like to see more of them available, so of your services, and that's why I'm so big on outreach. I think outreach is critical.
Yeah. So, good job. It's been nice. I feel like even in the time that I've been there, and I've only been there 2 years in March, I feel like the amount of people coming has grown in this time.
Great.
Well, we had a lot of new
people moving into the area.
They're moving here to be with their kids.
Right.
And what I've seen a lot, and I've been hearing this from not just in West Linn, but even just in general, is that a lot of parents will move to be by their kids thinking that it's a great option. And the kids who are, you know, still very much in their working years with kids are really way too busy for them.
Exactly.
So I think a lot of they move here and are very lonely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully they can get integrated and they get friends and
Then the grandkids.
My mom to move, and apparently like it really is hard on them to move, even if the situation seems good. It's like being with their people that they know best seems to be the
Their community.
Their tribe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you are right. We've had so many people walk in and go, my daughter said I had to do two things for Mavi. Get a dog and come to the adult community. And so, well, you're here. Now you got to get involved.
Right. And then the grandkids, they're too busy with their friends. So all these grandparents come to the city and they go, now what?
Yeah. I have one woman. She actually is doing a really neat thing. So in the newsletter, you'll see we have Quilting for a Cause.
Yes.
So she started a group there. They bring their sewing machines. They sew together every other Thursday.
Nice.
They donate all those, the really high quality, beautiful quilts. Yeah. They donate all those out to St. Jude or women's shelters.
Nice.
So it's just a neat, of them there. They're like doing outreach from our center. Yeah, I think that's really neat.
That's great.
But she moved from Grants Pass to be with their son, and her husband has Parkinson's. He's in his 90s. She's miserable out here.
Oh,
she really? So she's an amazing woman.
Oh,
here. Just like he said, he's not free to be with them, and they're very lonely. They do not like the medical system. So yeah, I think any way we can help. Kind of come alongside a lot of people that move from their tiny towns, and then not that Westland's huge. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is to her.
Yeah, it is to her.
Yeah.
Aww. Well, thank you for all of your excellent work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
You look familiar. I think I may have seen you.
Been around
in one of my classes.
I've been around a lot. I do lots of stuff in the community.
As my mom put it, you are very involved.
Is that what she said about me?
Yeah.
Yes, I am very involved. I like this town. So
I do too.
And I have a lot of family members here, three generations of us. And that's we lost Marvin, so we're one less.
And what was his relation to you?
My son-in-law's father. So yeah. So I have no real family except my daughter. And the day my daughter married their son, he told me at the wedding, now you have a family. That's what Marvin told me. Yeah. So, we'll miss him.
Yeah.
We'll miss him a lot.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you all remember him. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and move into Megan has provided some information for you to share.
Yeah.
Thanks again.
Thank you. Bye, Tiffany. Bye, Nicole.
Bye.
You again.
Yeah. The end of the bar.
Okay, I'll take you
You want me to just go off of what her notes were?
Okay.
Can you share the highlights? And then I requested that Tara pasted it into the summary notes.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she'll go into more depth on things next time. So McLean House and Kevin can probably speak to some of this too, was recommended by the state park to move forward in the process of the National Historic Preservation Designation. So the application is in the next, the next step is being filled out, our understanding. Park staff are working together to develop a maintenance plan for our landscaping facilities. So I'm going to meet or try to set a meeting with everybody to kind of talk about bathroom and all, kind of getting them zoned a little bit. We're trying to figure that out to get the maintenance staff scheduled. Parks work, high traffic lawns were fertilized to maintain health. Our holiday lights are in the process of going up. We're excited with our tree out here for the tree lighting. and we'll get City Hall decorated. And that's kind of all the holiday light Parks and Rec does currently. I mean, yeah, downtown is taken care of by the streets department. Tanner Creek barbecue was replaced. It was falling apart and not safe. So that was replaced recently. Splash pads are winterized. Fields Bridge required mitigation is in the process of being planned, and a punch list of items that need to be completed in the park are in the works as well.
Is that related to the road construction?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So working with the school district. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you guys been down there?
No, with that traffic.
Good.
The bike, I mean, it's looking so much better. I was down there today. It's like, oh. So nice.
I live on that street. So.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the traffic. Sorry.
Are you pro or against Brandon great. Place opening?
Oh.
It's a whole thing.
Brandon
Place, that dead end
the
thing.
Gate. It's a gate. Very controversial thing.
Yeah. Very controversial.
Color. Color. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a different discussion. Yeah.
It's over though.
Oh,
this
has been made.
It's done. The project.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Last mowing for the season is occurring. The guys have been we're trying their hardest to get out before the monsoon happened. so they'll be done for a bit. They've been cleaning up leaves this week. They were at Tanner, I know, today, trying to get as many leaves up as possible, especially after the windstorm. Blowing off paths and making sure, paths are clear and not in place. Restrooms are in the process of getting winterized, and some of them will close for the winter, and we'll put a list on our website of which ones close. And we keep the main ones open, but most of the smaller parks, ones that don't get used a lot. Natural area trails are being walked through. I'm looking for safety concerns, especially with the man-made features like the old Eagle Scout, bridges and steps and stuff like that. Planning some repairs for that. Two trails have been closed due to the safety issues. Palomino is still closed, the section of Palomino Park, and then there's a Marion Trail in Marion Park. That one's closed also. And then just touching base on, we've been doing walkthroughs with all of our volunteer groups. So we did Marion first, and then we just met with Carriage Way this last Friday, open space in Merrillhurst, back then Merrillhurst. We walked with them, talked about restoration plans, and we walked through the Fields Bridge. I don't remember if I mentioned that last time, Jeff, but Fields Bridge to do restoration in that area. So we'll just keep continuing meeting with those groups. We have about five more.
Okay.
Continuing though, I'm trying to plan perfect weather for those walkthroughs. Something now, so.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
That's a great overview. I mean, you can tell Megan that you
do.
So next time they get, I'm sorry, I didn't cut you off. Sounds like you were done.
No, I think I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not all our other stuff. I mean, we're with the conference too, so we'll have more updates to share at our conference, which is fantastic. Yeah, got a lot of things we learned.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that.
Yeah,
good.
Cool thing.
Yeah. Good.
That'll be December. Yeah, we'll probably just, I'll have her touch base more on more detail of some of the things we learned.
And
September,
I'll just take it on best practice sharing.
Yes, I like that.
Mm-hmm. December agenda.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'll pass all that in a minute.
Thanks.
Did that link come through too that I said in your minutes? You guys were able to open that link for the slideshow?
I saw.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm not sure. So I helped out with the visuals of what, you know, Megan talked about last time.
Yeah, she's trying to get through.
Yeah.
I have our own tech support.
Yeah, there's one right here. The link right.
Yeah.
You open it. Okay.
Yeah.
It looks like it's gone off.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. Good job, Tara.
What are they? Learning new things for free.
So our next agenda item is really kind of going toward the end of our year. In December, we do a formal kind of annual reflections and goal action plans. But usually in November, we kind of do some just kind of brainstorm year in review, you know, the hits, the misses, the in general, as opposed to, you know, let's make the report. And then what I typically do is take that list and I kind of pre-populate a report, and then we just add and change and adapt it. So our December meeting goes, it just goes a lot smoother. So I want to kind of open the floor and think about this past year, 2024, on the Parks Board. What are some things that just come to mind right off the bat? Let's start with the things that you feel really good about.
I had one, but it wasn't one I felt really good about. I think we probably ought to come up with, you know, essentially our takeaways from the rec center process. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't have any of that, but it's certainly something I can give some thought to before December. But I think it's important we kind of put our stamp on that, as, you know, is almost certainly it'll come up again at some point. And I think we had a lot of, you know, I really like the process for it, or like mm-hmm. how the city went about it. And then I liked our role, and I felt like we were consulted, we were engaged. You know, I'll admit I could see which way it was trending. I could see the issues, you know, just talking to my neighbors and yeah. in one of the not so affluent areas of Westland, I could see their concerns, and it wouldn't take too much of that to affect it. So what do we do about it?
You know.
So that was one topic.
So I'm just, so you know how I'm taking notes, I have kind of the plus column, what were our learnings, and we need to consider doing this next year. Mm-hmm. Just kind of, I just put kind of rec center, tossing it in, and I'm just kind of beginning to pre-populate a chart. Just wanted to get your thoughts. Before we leave the topic of the rec center, I personally agree with everything you just said. But anything else that you'd like to add, either what you think went well, what were some of our learnings, and any next steps?
I would have to second Chris's point about the engagement of the PRAB and the whole process, and, you know, having the liaison and just having that straight up, here's what we're doing, having the consultant coming in. You know, I know we went to various events that were associated with it and those sorts of things. I think how the process went was encouraging and good. Yeah, the outcome is what it is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the whole part of it was to really truly get the vibe of the community to know that are we in or are we out, and how to move forward. And it's kind of like, yeah, bummer, right? But on the same token, it's like, well, okay, community spoke.
So now
we kind of know.
They told us. Right?
Yeah. In fact, I would go so far as to say that that money, even if it never gets used again, all that consulting, the consulting itself and that engagement process built so much goodwill with the community mm-hmm. that it paid for itself.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a good perspective to have on. I hadn't considered that, but I will say that just from neighborhood association meetings and so forth, and that was one area where we have two of us, three of us, if Stacy would admit to being part of Robinwood, that you know, would go and would talk to the meetings. And initially there was, well, the city isn't telling us anything about this, but then we showed them where to find the information, told them about the upcoming polls and the town halls and things like that. Those complaints stopped, you know. So, you know, it was a good process, and it probably did. I hope you're right that it did build some goodwill. I looked at the survey on the 43 corridor, and there's more goodwill to be built.
The thing with those is you see those all the time.
But 43 is a whole other.
Yeah, that's out of our scope. I really enjoyed working with my partner in crime here at the land market, grabbing people and just talking. Talking to folks as they came by and just hearing what they had to say. That I found that all ages.
And I think they felt heard.
Yes.
Very they were involved, and it was very positive.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people. Well, it sounds like, regardless of the outcome, Parks and Rec role in the recreation center is a success. That was a win in our town, and I would totally agree. Really, that's excellent. How about other things that you felt went well, or that you like about this board, or, you know, some learnings that we have to be careful about?
I think one of the more recent ones is the whole school in the park issue. Just how Megan is looking to kind of do the right, fair thing and work through that to protect the city, right, in case something happens from lawsuits and everything else, but to also understand that there's that need in the local community and trying to find an appropriate balance there. It'll be interesting to see how it ultimately plays out, but, you know, someone who's always looking at, okay, how do we mitigate or offset risk? And so that, to me, that kind of spoke out. I like how she's approaching it. So I think that's good. And her coordination with us as well.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's a big part. And that once you're not just saying, this is what I'm doing, it's like, well, here's kind of how I want your input.
Right.
And you give me your input, which I really appreciate.
I would kind of back that up with the fact that when I talk about things with her one-on-one, she will refer to wanting the board's feedback on a number of things.
Yeah,
that's what I would say in terms of reflection for this year is, because it's only my second full year, there has been a dramatic difference. I mean, I knew Ken and worked with him for years, and he's a great guy, but it's a completely different, fresh approach. And it does feel more collaborative, and even for her, I think it's been good, like you said, where she does respect the history of some of the people who've been on this for years, and we're all in long-time residents.
Seems like she is getting useful input from us, and that helps. So if there's a way we can say that with, you know, without making comparisons, but I agree, it's just been it's been very refreshing.
Well, I only have the 2 years difference, and what I think is interesting is anybody when they've been, it doesn't matter who it is, when you've been in your job for so long, you don't have that fresh perspective. Things are working, things are going along. So when she came in looking from the outside in, like, oh wow, we could be doing this. It didn't matter. How can we streamline this? So it is just kind of, anytime there's turnover, there's sort of a fresh perspective.
But I think your word collaborative is a good one. Yeah. She's just incredibly collaborative, which is great. And we don't have to compare it to anyone. It's just,
no,
we appreciate her effort, the collaboration.
So I have two sections on Megan. One, doing the, I put in quotes, the right thing, the fair thing, to build structure, a consistent approach. An example of that is schools in the parks. I mean, we can put lots of examples down. With mob, the mob affecting our trees. You know, no matter what it is, she's taking a systematic approach that's transparent, that's based on clear criteria,
and she's engaging the right people at the right time. So that whole, you know, adding structure and the approach and then
having up like those best practices.
Yes, yeah. Best practices.
Yeah. Because that can be referred to, and you don't have to reinvent the wheel every year.
Yeah. Right.
That foundation to refer to gives you a roadmap.
I'm viewing this as kind of a phase change. Westland was kind of lackadaisical for its history because it had to be. There wasn't enough infrastructure, people, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
We're now growing up into our next phase.
Mm-hmm.
And Ken was very perfect for the previous phase. Megan is very perfect for our new phase.
Both of the camps were right for that time.
So the other two categories I have for Megan is her approach coordinating with us with transparency, collaboration. Mm-hmm. It's been refreshing. I'm just writing down comments.
Mm-hmm.
But then the last area is really, I work really closely with Ken. I work really closely with Megan. And, you know, one of the things that always stands out to me is how she regards her staff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With respect,
looking
at strengths, looking to develop, being transparent,
mm-hmm.
Being an advocate for them. Mm-hmm. We have to take a look at the safety of our staff. We need to take a look at that. And one of the learnings that I would have as a result of that is much more realistic expectations given our staff resources. Mm-hmm. It's like, why do we have 500 trails that we can't maintain? Why don't we maintain really awesome critical trails and do an excellent job as opposed to saying yes to everything?
Mm-hmm.
And that goes along with the structure and clear criteria.
Mm-hmm.
And the other learning isn't really a learning. We've known this for two decades at this point, and that is, given the scope of Parks and Rec, it's very clear that our staff is amazing at making it work and is under-resourced.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm acutely aware of that and looking to figure out if there's ways to short all of that up.
That's good. You help us. You help be our advocate.
Yeah.
How about the board operating? So we talked about Rec Center. We talked about Megan, and by extension staff that Megan slash has feels like revitalized staff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Alyssa reaching out and getting participation in that
Fall Fest.
Mm-hmm. It's like Halloween thing. I love. She was proactive,
mm-hmm.
respectful, and just like, how are you going to be engaged? Like, well, I'll probably be engaged.
I'm talking for wearing a towel.
But
like, it didn't
require a lot. Come on. I never would have seen that email come to us from Alyssa if it had been previous management.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. There's empowerment. We see. I gotta add that.
Well, and I would go as far as to say I don't have any real evidence for this, but that Megan was a real driver behind us being so involved in the Rec Center process.
Yeah.
I don't think that would have happened previously. I can't back that up with evidence.
Well,
but
I can't
get the sense
because I was here for that, and so it is very much very different.
Yeah.
Very different. So yeah,
it was perfect balance of engagement and leadership because she was also providing a lot of guidance in the process.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't just, whatever you guys want to do, you guys figure it out.
Yeah.
She was providing huge guidance. I mean, really just a great balance of leadership.
Well, it's nice you just come off being a part of that LO.
Yeah,
the Megan fan club.
Yeah, so you might just tell her to listen to this thing.
I'm gonna like listen from here to here. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
It's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah,
the community. I mean, the city.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
It's really nice. It is a
advisory board too.
We want you to be involved. Be part of
our
department.
Like
you are helping.
Yeah.
Thing, mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about. The advisory board. Let's talk about the advisory what do you see is going well? And Any learnings? And I'll just start. I'm so proud of our attendance. People are, I mean, you guys, we're here. We're present. Anyway, but what are your observations?
I've externally kind of, I guess, observed that compared to the other advisory groups I go to, you guys have kind of this very deeply rooted ownership of this topic and this department within the city. Like, you take it very seriously and personally in some ways, and I like that a lot. Very serious about it.
Thank you, Devin. Yeah. Appreciate that observation.
And I remember on the application it said, why do you want to be a part of this? So I thought that was good.
Yeah. I love Westland Park.
Yeah. Just, you know, our kids were little when we lived here. Yeah. We participated with it. But in terms of it, I mean, it's the same thing with Megan. You are amazing too. I mean, I'm worried, like, what's going to happen structurally with the next series of leadership changes. How does that work out? Is that appropriate to bring that up right now? I'm concerned. I mean, I certainly could never fill your shoes. I mean, I'm a newbie.
I think we faced that last year, and we built a co-chair structure. And so, yeah, in January is when we look at that.
Okay.
Thanks. The fact that we're all coming back on council means it's unlikely there's going to be changes on the advisory board at all. So yeah. I wouldn't be too concerned about that part.
Perfect.
But you have to reapply. I didn't do that on transportation board, and I had nothing to do for 6 months.
Oh.
So don't forget.
I reapplied. Same thing that Megan told me to.
I know, but I haven't seen it yet, right?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, you get a couple of years.
Okay. 4 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. Any other observations on us as a group and how we perform together and how we operate?
Well, you reflect the culture of the city that we're trying to build within here. Just a very respectful and cohesive, thoughtful group. It matches very well the staff and what's going on at the police station, and it's just all over. It fits in perfectly with the One Westland thing that John's trying to put together.
Thank you. That's great observations and feedback.
And I think because you structure things so well and are so organized, everybody—it's like everybody has an opportunity to speak about something. Yeah. You don't have to. If you have something to say, you're encouraged. And you find a way to, you know, keep people looped in and going. So I think it's an engaging group, like you said. People are committed and love our city and our community and parks. So, you know.
I would add to that. It's great. And that I think the group is interest-based, not positional-based.
Yeah. Yeah.
Meaning, let's listen to everybody. You know, we welcome the public to come in and listen. We're not, like, walking in, like, my sole purpose here is to get rid of X or to do Y, right? And that's why I'm here, you know, and we don't have that.
No,
So it's nice because when something comes up, dogs in parks, whatever,
pickleball,
you know, where to play something or do whatever. I think we all come in like, what's the best solution for everybody in our community?
Yeah.
And how we approach things, which is great. And it's not like we don't have the realization that everything's going to be perfect, right? And we just understand that, well, let's do the best that we can.
Mm-hmm. Somewhat of an altruistic approach.
Yeah. Yeah.
That reflects what council's trying to do too. Mm-hmm. So I like that I see that.
Yeah.
We're trying not to have access to grind.
Yeah.
And doing things that way as well.
Yeah. I think it really benefits the community that way.
Yeah.
That's great.
One thing I think we could do more of,
yeah,
and I'll say this, my experience on other boards that I'm on, not city related, but it's always tough boards of volunteers or volunteer boards to get people to do homework. But I like it when we get homework. Go visit the dog parks and then come prepared to discuss. So I think it's good when we have that. I think it increases that buy-in piece. So I like this idea of going to the, I was going to say senior center. For lunch, but go there for lunch and learn some, because we always do is, all right, I got to put it on my calendar. But you go and you're glad you did. Same thing with, we've got an issue coming up. We should be, you know, willing to, you know, a couple weeks prior, hey, here's what's going to be on the agenda. Come prepared to talk about this. And we might increase our output that way.
I love that.
I have a learning and comment.
Yeah.
When I first joined the park board, when Diana first rolled the order, I went to every single park in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to every single park. It was an incredible experience. On social media, I post a picture of my dog saying, where are we today? You
my
know?
Took you.
Yeah. Maybe sit on a log or in a restroom or something. So the learning I have, I just came back on the board 4 months ago, maybe less, 4 months ago. And I still, and I don't mean this in even a passive aggressive way, I just mean it straight up. I don't feel very connected yet. I don't know anything about any of the other board members except Vicki and Kevin, of course. And so I don't feel like I don't know what your his background is. I think you're Chris, but I don't know.
You know more than you thought you did.
But I don't feel connected yet.
You know, that
and
really,
one month.
I'm
and
really.
So I just want to bring that up. It's
I'm
the learning.
To surface that.
Yeah, just a learning piece for me. Because I like what I'm seeing. I like that altruistic, let's think about what's best for the community. I love that. And I'm a big fan of Megan's. So, yeah.
You know, I love the direction both of you are talking about. I'm a big fan of, if we're going to consider something, let's see it in advance.
Yes.
Let's read it. I can read it quickly,
yes.
Have a quick discussion on it.
Yeah.
But coming out of COVID,
yeah,
we had a lot of pressure to, you have to be here, it has to be, you know, live, it has to have all of that. And one of the things that I used to love is having meetings in the parks.
Yeah, we didn't
where,
have,
yeah, through the summer, have a meeting at one of the shelters.
It was great.
At a picnic table.
Yeah.
You know, if it was at Maddox Woods,
yeah,
going around and having the friends of Maddox,
yeah,
Woods giving us a tour.
It was great.
And
it was
so
great.
So not only did we get to know the park,
right,
but we got to listen to the people who really,
right,
were there,
yeah,
like the,
right,
Marius Young volunteer group.
Yeah. Right.
And so, you know, I think that one of my ideas going forward is that we have to be better with our technology and or code of conduct, I don't know what it would be, but for us to be as effective as we could be, I think we have to figure out a way that we can meet at the park. And
right.
I mean, I've done meetings in natural settings.
Yeah.
As long as you have Wi-Fi, you can,
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, we did that. Bring back the oldie but goodie. The other thing we did too was we got name tags for all the park advisory boards. So when they went to events, people could say, oh, I see you're with. When we went to Music in the Park, but when we,
yeah,
go to those things, people could see our name tags too. So we also did that in the olden days.
Yeah,
and
I still have mine.
I do too. And we had those great meetings in the park. They were wonderful.
That was great.
So great.
Especially when we could coordinate it with a volunteer group.
Yeah.
And let them lead a section, like, I mean, it's like really, you know, getting intimately involved in what's happening out there. I think we tried that at McLean Park, or McLean House.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't go because I was having knee surgery, but, you know, more of that. I think that we let the shackles of having hybrid meetings
shackles. And I think, you know, but we can figure out the technology to get past that.
Right.
I don't know that the tech needs to be actually part of it. I'm not an expert on the public meetings laws, but however some of these things have worked, council, for instance, has to post public meetings.
Right.
Or potential quorums.
Mm-hmm.
We're going on a field trip, however, next week together. And that would count as one. It's posted, of course. I feel like there's a way that could happen with this, too.
Where are you going on your field trip?
Area 51.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We're the Vancouver waterfront to study it for Vision 43.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
but I think we can find a way to make it work.
Absolutely. Yeah. I have a feeling that that was kiboshed before Megan got here.
Because it was YouTube, you have to do YouTube live, you have to stream it.
Yeah.
And then going like Marriott's where the Wi-Fi is not great. You can't guarantee that it's going to be streaming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You need notes of it.
Yeah, we need to have it posted.
Right.
We need to have the agenda at least a week in advance.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have it posted and the location. We need to have notes.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's required. I think the rest of it.
We can check in with Kathy.
It's worth it. It's worth checking into.
Absolutely.
Any other observations on us as a group?
I can say from staff, for me, being a note taker,
you know,
it's great that you guys are all out there and actually like talking to the citizens. Like you're in the dog park, so you're down at Peter Oak, you know, you're all over the place.
Yeah.
Different cities. It's nice to hear, oh, I talked to so-and-so, this is their feedback from real citizens, because we're not out there all the time. So it's nice to get that.
When I was in Marriott last week, these two ladies came up to me and said, excuse me, you probably don't know this, but is there a garden in this?
Oh, I know.
Let me show you the pollinator garden. So me and my pup took them to the pollinator. Such an excellent person.
That kind of helps us too. Like, oh, many people just don't know about this stuff. And how do we, you know, do that outreach and let people know what's all offered and stuff like that? I think that's great.
Thank you.
Well, I wonder, is there a resource where citizens could go to the website or somewhere else and find out like a little summary of each park there used to be?
There's a book. I just bought it.
Yeah.
The Westland Historical Society.
Yeah.
Every park listed and a picture.
Yeah.
What year was that published?
This year, I think.
This year. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, we should have
that publication. I'm okay.
The Historical Society has it.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know. That would be something else good to have.
Free publicity for you guys.
Thank you.
Any other observations on our board? I just like all of the members. I mean, you get a community volunteer group. Boy, it can be a real mixed bag of nuts.
Literally nuts. Yeah.
Exactly. And I'm not such a mess. What's really nice, I genuinely like everyone on our board. I mean, I it's not just respect. I enjoy seeing.
Yeah, the board reflects what we like to see all of them do, but this especially.
Any other reflections on what has happened this year or what we like about what we're doing or what we want to see different or more of next year? And again, I'm going to take all of my scribbled notes. I'm going to pre-populate the form so then we will finalize it next month. This is just kind of an open brainstorm of thoughts in the air.
If you can shoot it out to us a little bit before the meeting and kind of say, hey, start filling this in because this is what we're going to do.
Okay.
It'll speed things up in December.
Okay.
And get us thinking about it.
Since the city seems
like we can
have it, can we put together a team for Parks Board so that we have some shared documents? I think that has been a frustration of mine. That you can find it on the website
or try to do the Google Docs.
Yeah, the Google Docs kind of Yeah, but you know, the team, if we could have a Parks Board Teams, and we could keep our plan in there, our agendas, our notes, our calendar of events. I mean,
that would be really good.
We have a Dropbox like that, and we're transitioning it over to OneDrive, I believe, is what I've heard. So it would be within that.
I love SharePoint. I've used Dropbox. I've used Google Docs. But I'm finding that having us as guests on a city team is really nice, because then all of us can add in, make it very, very easy. Okay.
Oh, one concern though. If there's too much communication going back and forth, that constitutes a public meeting, and that would be in violation of what.
Yeah, it would be a repository.
Right.
Of our document.
But we should use whatever the council's using.
Possible, but we have to keep ours separate for the same reason. Like, we can't necessarily have the same folder that we put everything in for that reason.
Right. Yeah,
So then you can do the email on the notes that Chris is referring to.
Yeah.
Just reply all to the email.
Or just do our own work and bring it to the meeting.
Right. Okay. We'll do that for the next meeting.
That way, then we avoid it.
Yeah.
Anyway. Right. Because if we're all talking about it, then we wind up in this too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I won't tell, but
someone won't know.
Oh, I know.
Actually, you can have it where it is. We are using it as a receptacle that will lead into a discussion agenda item. That's okay. I mean, I can do it at the state, county level. Okay. So I'll start that document. I haven't seen the format, but I'm pretty familiar with it. I'm assuming we're going to use the same format. What I've done in the past is I have the previous year. I have our kind of brainstorm pre-populated, and then we can kind of do a comparison and fill in anything else.
Yeah.
So we can get through that pretty quickly. All right. Then events and recreation update.
Oh, I mean, we had a lot of. I know we did. Great. Yeah, all these are this weekend. Good to hear. So big 2 days of fun. So right now, currently we are working on our winter spring brochure that will be finalized next week.
Wow.
It'll run January to the end of May. So we've got some events on in there. We've got our holiday tree lighting coming up the first Friday in December, December 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Our holiday parade is the Saturday after. It is going to still be in the evening, so it's all going to be lit up. It was fantastic last year. We've been doing a better job on our end meeting with all of our other departments for safety and getting their input from all of our events, which has been really fantastic, so we can get a plan together. And have that for anybody, really. You know, so many of us leave, and it's already documented. And so working with our DD, even CDFNR, streets department, you know, stuff like that. So that's been really great. And then, we're just looking in the polar plunge, January.
Mm-hmm.
If we moved it, so it's not on New Year's Day. It's going to be on the 6th or the 4th. Fourth, yeah.
Oh, what
January
fun!
Fourth. Yeah. other than that, we had a great fall fest event. I heard we had over 1,000 kids, and I absolutely
really
yeah
over 1,000 kids.
Oh my goodness!
Kicked up 1,300 the last time I asked him. It may have been more.
Yeah, wow. We had a clicker, so with a Highway 43, had a clicker, and clicking, for them to have for the record. So yeah, he had well over 1,100.
That's crazy.
So we had, it was so popular. Just parents loved it because it was in the daytime, and we liked it.
Yeah,
a shorter event.
Right.
But we had the community involved, which was really fun. We had there's trick or treat fashions, and it was just a really fun event. Yeah. So we'll probably be doing that again.
I will be in a stand every year.
Yeah,
that was the highlight for me. Yeah. And we were our stand was right at the one entrance, and we would be the first thing that families saw. And we had a lot of decoration, you know, going down both ends.
It was really cute.
And I don't know. I would say at least 40% of the families came up. The little kids like, yeah. And the parents will say, this is our very first trick or treating, and you were the very first trick or treating. So it was just so much fun to make it fun and easy and engaging. We had kids hanging around, you know, playing with the spiders. And when a boy came up, lady, I really like your spider. Oh my gosh.
I have a thought about that though. It used to be called the Boo Pad, right? That's what this Boo was.
Boo. Yeah.
No one can seem to remember what this one was called, so it might need a catchier name next time around, just for the
sake of Falta.
Yeah.
We kind of changed it last minute because we just didn't want to do the nighttime one. Safety and all, you know, other kind of, you know, concerns. So we just threw in, and it was just kind of brainstorming at the beginning. So it was in the fall. We're doing like a small fest, not a festival, but just trying to incorporate a lot of different aspects of the Boo, but in 3 hours. But the, I mean, we had a band, so.
Yeah, that was cool. I danced with them.
A pet costume contest, which was fantastic. And we'll have probably an adult costume contest, kids costume next year. Yeah, so just things to think about.
We were far enough away from the all of the live music. Mm-hmm. So I had Nightmare Before Christmas soundtrack playing. And so, you know, it's like we were the other end. We're the spookiest. That's what the kids. It's the spookiest.
Yeah. That's so cute.
Love it.
It was fun. Yeah. So, I mean,
I love how much city council was involved. And
I wasn't there, but I heard Cowell.
Yeah, that's right.
That was an interesting experience. I couldn't see out of that as well as I had expected. I had an assistant from the high school, one of the teen advisory group members, following me around, telling me, no, Mr. Kevin, you're about to run into a tree. It was really interesting, but I was really, it was a really strange experience, just how many hugs everyone wanted to give me. That's fine. That's adorable.
He wanted to give, not you. Let's not twist things around.
True story. And it was really funny when a number of people found out it was me in there and they had no idea beforehand. Yeah. Not that was a problem for him. But yeah, that was really, really fun. Howell needs to come back. But I don't know if that's me.
That was the home run.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's about it.
Please share kudos with the entire staff and that they did such a fabulous job. And special kudos for Alyssa for being a proactive leader.
That's really awesome.
Okay. Items of interest from board member. From board members. Sorry. Okay.
Well, that was really
Kevin. How about items of interest from City Council?
Yeah. So the McLean House historic designation was mentioned. Yeah. I made a trip to Astoria to give a little speech in front of the historic preservation committee. They're the ones who make the recommendation to the federal group.
Oh, that's nice.
And they were surprised to see me, but it was fun. It was a really, really fun time. They were scrutinizing like screws, doorknobs, all of that on other houses, not on our entry, but it was successful immediately. They voted unanimously. It was a great presentation that we gave.
Good.
It led to another idea. I mean, we'll see this probably being actually listed within 3 to 4 months was my understanding, and we'll get a free plaque. We don't have to support. But as that happened, I was realizing that we have a very unique opportunity coming up with the ODOT project eventually vacating that area. And I just think it's very useful for all of us to be planning what we want to do with that space. Even if we're not building it into a park in the next couple of years, utilizing these opportunities for things we won't have to do again later.
What I remember, there was a study done,
years ago,
Turning underneath the 205 bridge into a non-motorized boat launch. and building out areas for people. I mean, right. Yeah, you have this traffic noise, but making it a riverfront area.
Yep.
And so we might want to resurface that. That's a yep. great idea, oh. Kevin.
Mm-hmm. My understanding.
10 years old.
I know.
Trying to do river access yeah. from that place.
Funny enough, I have a river access shared assets meeting with Oregon City, Milwaukee, Gladstone attending next week. So that may be part of it. But right. I understand that becoming a park was sort of part of the long range plan. It just has been difficult to get the neighborhood to approve that in the past.
It's not, I think, actually in the master plan. I think no. it's been historically discussed.
Right.
How do we leverage or how do we optimize this area?
Yeah.
Knowing that, you know, it's loud, it's steep.
Right.
We did a field trip down there.
Yeah.
And looked at it, and we were specifically looking at it for a non-motorized boat launch. There were so many issues with that that I mean, just that was a no-go for a number of reasons, most of them having nothing to do with the city, you know, it's a river anyway. But now that it's a different situation, definitely needs to be revisited.
Yeah, I wonder if those issues might have changed as a result of the things ODOT has. It's not even the same ground.
Non-motorized boat access mm-hmm. has so many regulations on from the water side.
Yeah,
that's not city control. That's
yeah
a different. We got stuck in stuck in crazy code issues.
That makes sense.
But it's still
yeah.
I mean that was just one consideration. Regardless, we should plan on doing something with that.
I think we should be very thoughtful and careful about mm-hmm. that as ODOT vacates it, because we may never get to have that that entrance from 43 again that they could leave. That's just an idea. But I think this is the only park we're gonna have a chance to really make this much of an impact on that's left. I can't speak to what Oppenlander will be like, whether that happens or not, but
yeah.
And in absence of activity, it's oftentimes the target for homeless population. It's just, yeah, we want to keep it safe for everyone.
We're in a unique position being on Two River, and I think, you know, there's just so many ways to maximize that we haven't done either cost or regulations or whatever, but always sort of keeping cognizant of that uniqueness that our town has, that the river access. I mean, geez.
Yeah.
Well, it's been, if I have one ding on us,
mm-hmm.
it's, and it's not even on us, but it's a frustration. And that's the Willamette Park development, general bond projects. We got to make some headway on that. And
funny you mention that. So I feel at least that the election was pretty crystal clear in the fact that no one ran against our mayor. The two councilors who were up were easily reelected. The ballot measure passed. I believe we have a historically supportive city of the way things are going. We have a fantastic position in that we have the least municipal debt of any city in the area. It doesn't help that we have the second lowest effective tax rate in the state, but still, we have some flexibility. Cap room for an NBA team. but as a result of that clear message from the voters, we're going to start looking at pursuing some very ambitious projects with the next 2 years. Given a lot of thought to what those may look like, which ones are worth pursuing, and how we're going to do it. We're still very early in that. Haven't had the council goals session to talk about them yet. But.
Well, that's something that you know the Parks and Rec Advisory Board will be a strong partner in.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're about the community.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking at the time. Were there any other items that people needed to discuss tonight?
Then our summary, I'm going to pre-populate the report. I'll email it out to you at least a week in advance so that you can minimally look at it and put your thoughts together. I'm going to bring my computer. I'm just going to type in your input so it's done by the end of the night. And then also in December, we added an agenda item, best practices sharing. We have the best practice sharing report from Megan that's going to be a big chunk, and our actual report for council will be a big chunk of the agenda. Yeah. As kind of close out the year. If anybody wants to bring treat or anything to kind of make it a festive end of year celebration, as well as reflection, I'm sure that all of us would appreciate that. You know, that day I am coming straight, like I did today, I'm doing strategic planning for the Justice Department. And then I'm going like straight from that office to here. So I know that our December meeting is going to be the same, but anybody want a free treat? Yeah, let's celebrate. We have a good group. We're doing good work. We have an amazing staff. We have an engaged liaison. You know what? We have a lot going for us, and we should celebrate that. And of course, any staff who wants to join us, I think, is always valuable. Were there any? Oh, and okay. And then we'll take, when we're doing the year schedule, we'll take a look at adding a lunch at the Adult Community Center and meetings in the park.
That would be great.
And other than that, I guess we'll see you at the Holiday Bazaar this weekend.
Yeah.
Good job, everybody.
Thank you.
And I want to make it clear that if anyone ever needs anything, to talk about anything, to ask anything, please reach out to me. I try to be as accessible as possible to everyone. So specifically you guys, if you need anything, well, that's important to me.
The other thing that I think having a really solid liaison closed the backdoor loop. People love to go to a newer member of city council to pitch something that perhaps has already been discussed.
Oh yeah, that's happening.
So I would just really encourage you to, if you're getting requests from the public that have to do with parks or anything, give us a jingle. I know that Megan is always available to you, but so are we. And happy to talk about anything that has been discussed. We have notes and we have long memory.
I know what you're talking
about. Well, it's like you go to mother for something she says. No, you go to
remember
father.
Time
to or give you.